We are living in the very last days, but the devil is swift in his plans to deceive God's people. Believers are forgetting that there's a life after this life. The world, and everything in it, and its system is coming to an end. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe, and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Believers should be smart to know the times and the seasons as the Sons of Issachar knew and were wise in their dealings. In the mysterious curtains of time, we stand on the edge of something profound, where the signs pointing to the end of times begin to unfold like secrets whispered in the wind. Imagine a moment suspended in uncertainty, as if the world around us is holding its breath, waiting for revelations to surface. Picture this journey as a suspenseful story, where the clues to a grand mystery are scattered across the chapters of life. Now, let's embark on an exploration together, uncovering five clear reasons that hint at the unfolding of prophetic events. It's like piecing together a puzzle where each revelation brings us closer to understanding a larger, cosmic picture. So, grab a mental flashlight, and let's shine it on the shadows of prophecy. Our adventure begins where uncertainty meets revelation, inviting us to unravel the signs that bridge the gap between our present reality and the divine script of the future. The unraveling of moral foundations, a world shifting off balance. Scripture, 2 Timothy 3 verses 1-5. Think about a time when people knew right from wrong, like helping a friend or telling the truth. Now, notice how it feels like those good values are getting blurry. The Bible talks about this, warning us that there will be a time when being good becomes rare. In our everyday world, you might see it when people care more about themselves than helping others. It's like when everyone is so busy chasing what they want that kindness and goodness seem to fade away. Imagine a place where people stop caring about being fair or honest. Now, remember a time when kindness and honesty were super important. Picture how it would feel if those values started to disappear. That's one of the signs, when the good things we know deep down start to slip away, making the world a bit more confusing. It's like a warning bell ringing, telling us to pay attention and bring back the kindness we all need. Global turmoil and wars, when the world gets shaky and loud. Scripture, Matthew 24 verses 6-7. Think about a time when everything seems shaky and loud, like when thunderstorms rumble in the sky. The Bible tells us that just like storms in the sky, our world will also have big disturbances. It's like the whole earth having a kind of trouble that makes everyone feel worried. Imagine countries arguing and being upset, like when friends have a big fight. The Bible talks about this, saying that there will be a time when countries don't get along, and it will make the world a bit of a mess. Now, look around, and you might notice in the news or even in our neighborhoods, there are places where people are not happy with each other. It's like the world is having a really loud argument. This is one of the signs, reminding us to work together and make our world a more peaceful and happy place for everyone. Technological advancements in the mark of the beast, smart stuff and mysterious marks. Scripture, Revelation 13 verses 16-18. Imagine all the cool gadgets and smart stuff we have today, like super-fast computers and phones that do almost everything. The Bible talks about a time when technology becomes really powerful, like when smart things are everywhere. Now, think about having something special on you, like a mark or a symbol. The Bible mentions a mysterious mark that everyone might have. It's not just a regular mark, but something that could be a bit tricky. In our world, we see amazing inventions, but sometimes they can be used in ways that aren't so good. The Bible warns us to be careful about things that might seem super cool but could be tricky, like a puzzle we need to solve. So, as we enjoy all the smart stuff, let's also be smart about how we use it. The mark in the Bible reminds us to stay thoughtful and not blindly follow everything that seems shiny and new. It's like having a secret code to make sure we choose wisely in this world full of clever inventions. The spread of the gospel to all nations, good news going everywhere. Scripture, Matthew 24 verse 14. Imagine a super exciting story, something so good that everyone would want to hear it. That's what the gospel is like. It's the best news ever, telling us about love, hope, and a friend who cares about us all the time. Now, think about sharing this fantastic story with friends, not just nearby but everywhere, even in faraway places. The Bible says that this is happening now. It's like telling everyone about the most wonderful thing you've ever heard. Look around and notice how people are talking about the good news. Maybe you hear about it in different languages or see it on the internet. It's like a joyful message that doesn't stay in one place but travels everywhere, reaching people from all walks of life. So, as we enjoy this amazing story, let's also share it with others. The Bible encourages us to spread the good news, making the world a happier place for everyone. It's like passing on a smile or a kind word, reminding everyone that they're part of something truly wonderful. In the grand tale of time, where the signs of the end time are revealed, let us conclude our exploration with a profound understanding. These signs, akin to guideposts in life's journey, call us to a higher purpose and spiritual awakening. As we navigate the unraveling of moral foundations, global turmoil, technological advancements, natural wonders, and the spread of the gospel, let kindness be our compass. It's a reminder to cultivate goodness, to be peacemakers, and to sow seeds of love in a world that often echoes with discord. In the realm of technological marvels, let discernment be our guide. The mysterious marks caution us to tread wisely amidst the allure of innovation, like guardians of a sacred trust to use our intelligence for the greater good. Nature's surprises and cosmic wonders beckon us to cherish our planet. They remind us that we are stewards of a precious gift, entrusted with the responsibility to nurture and protect the beauty that surrounds us. Amidst it all, the spread of the gospel signifies a universal story of hope and love. Let this be a call for unity, a reminder to share the joyous news, and to contribute to the collective warmth that brightens the world. In conclusion, let us embark on our journey with purpose, anchored in faith, and resilient in the face of challenges. As the story unfolds, may our actions resonate with kindness, wisdom, and a shared commitment to make our world a better place for generations to come. The signs, rather than sources of fear, become beacons guiding us towards a future shaped by compassion, understanding, and the enduring light of faith.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.